It's the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got gremlins hiding out on me in here. Good morning. It is 9:40. And, well, I don't really know what to do. I'm kind of like, this is kind of throwing me off. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, is standing in front of me, which she's going to be doing a lot in the month of April because we're not exactly talking emergency services. We are talking recycling.
Correct. We're going to put the environmental services hat on today.
You wear a lot of hats.
I do.
Okay.
Yep. Yes. So it is April.
It is April.
And what day happens in April? Aside from Easter, what important day happens
well,
in April?
Well, Earth Day.
That is correct. Yeah. And we celebrate Earth Day all month long at the Recycling Center.
Okay.
Where we give you an incentive price and a premium price on all your aluminum cans.
And when we're talking premium this year, we are talking premium.
Right.
Hey, just a second. Okay. I got to throw this in because we missed a birthday this morning. Okay.
Okay.
Ed Ulick is celebrating a birthday today. Ed Ulick.
Happy birthday, Ed.
Happy birthday, Ed Ulick.
Yeah. Happy
and,
birthday.
And I apologize for missing that on our birthday show. But yeah, Turner just ran that in and said, Ed's got a birthday and you got to talk about it. So, Ed Ulick, happy birthday.
Do we know how old Ed is?
No, they didn't put an age on this.
Oh, well.
If I know Ed, he's not going to want an age on that. So. There you go. We'll make Ed 35.
Every year is earned.
Yeah.
So Ed, there we go. Happy
we'll make
birthday,
him,
Ed.
Make Ed 35 today. He'll be okay with that. Anyway, back to recycling.
Yes. So the premium price for the month of April, 42 cents a pound.
Where were we last year? It was nowhere near that.
Not 42 cents a pound. We were somewhere in the low 30s-ish.
Wow.
Well, and remember, you know, a few years ago, our premium price was like 18 cents.
I remember that.
That was a terrible year for markets. But we were at 42 cents a pound all April long. And if you bring in more than 100 pounds, we're going to give you 44 cents. So we'll give you an extra 2 cents on top of that.
So it gets better.
Correct.
The more you bring in.
And then if you're going to donate any amount to any of the groups that we collect for, because we do have half a dozen groups that you can donate your aluminum can premiums to. Regardless of the amount that you bring in, if you're donating it, 44 cents a pound. So you could bring in 2 pounds and we're going to give it the premium price if you're going to donate it to a group. Otherwise, if you want to keep that check, which more power to you,
yeah.
you earned it.
But you can donate. You do have that option.
Yep, you do have the option to donate. But if you're going to bring in less than 100 pounds and you're going to keep the check 42 cents, if you're going to donate the cans or you bring in more than 100 pounds, it's 44 cents. So it's a good time to bring in your aluminum.
Do a lot of people bring in over 100 pounds? I mean, 100 pounds of aluminum, that's a lot of cans.
It is a lot of cans. So we do get lots and lots and lots of loads that are, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds. I think our record was something like 900 and some.
Holy smokes.
You know what? I changed my mind. it was more like 1,200 pounds because we didn't even weigh it at the recycling center. We sent him up to the co-op to go use the scale. And we're like, we don't have time to weigh all the, because it came in loose. Everything was in an enclosed trailer and it was loose. It wasn't bagged or anything like that, which is absolutely fine.
Sure.
We'll figure out how to meet you where you're at.
But no hockey pucks. Let's throw that in, please.
Correct.
No hockey pucks.
No hockey pucks.
Don't crush them.
So if you have a can crusher mounted on the wall of your garage, just like my grandparents did,
mm-hmm.
please don't use it. Take it off the wall. Recycle it. Toss it away, however you want to do with it. But don't bring those cans in when they're those little hockey pucks. Not that they're not worth anything. We just can't bind them together.
Well,
so when we
say,
run them through our baler, there's no surface area left on them. So it becomes really cumbersome for us to bale that to ship it out to market.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't squish together. There's no more squishing a compressed can. Now, if you want to give it the old burp and squeeze, that I call it. You just,
go ahead and do that. Yeah,
squeeze it
that's
in your fist.
Fine.
If you want to crush it the hot dog way on the ground so it's long and flat, that's totally fine. But hockey pucks are a no-no.
All right.
So if you bring in a large amount of cans that are compacted like that, we do reserve the right to deduct some poundage based on how much more difficult it is to process that.
Okay.
Also, excess amounts of moisture and trash, if you could please let the cans sit and melt because we are going to get some snow this weekend. So don't bring them in when they're full of snow and ice.
Right.
That also makes it really difficult
for us.
Let
them dry out.
Yep, just let it sit in the sun for a little bit.
Okay.
And then garbage, please be kind and pull the trash out first. I get it. Maybe you had a barbecue over the 4th of July and everybody was throwing their garbage into that garbage bag that you were using to collect cans.
It doesn't make your job any easier.
It doesn't. Yeah. And the occasional dirty diaper and weird stuff that we see in there, it's not always pleasant.
Yeah.
So if you could just be kind and make sure that you don't have any garbage or anything like that in there too, it makes our life a lot easier.
Now, it's worth repeating, folks, this premium price is only going on the month of April, correct?
Correct. Only April. So Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6 and Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. But if you are going to bring in a huge amount, I mean like a grain trailer, a semi-trailer, a horse trailer, a 20-foot horse trailer that's filled to the top, if you're going to bring in a load like that, please call ahead so we can make some special arrangements for you. At least we know that you're coming, or we can set some space aside, or we'll have you come in on a day that we're not normally open. Yeah. So it doesn't bind things up for other people, because it's really the pits. If we're unloading 900 pounds and the person behind you has like two garbage bags,
yeah,
and they have to wait an hour. So we try to accommodate everybody. So if you're going to bring in a huge amount, if you could just give us a call, 218-643-5815, and we'll set up a special space or a special time for you to come in.
So getting back to the premium, were you kind of shocked at what a great premium it is this year with everything that's going on?
A little bit. Yeah. I truly thought that we were going to have to decrease our price for April, which I never like to do.
Yeah.
So it was good to see that the market is holding steady and we were able to bump it up a little bit.
I love that. Yeah. And again, you're going to be in here. I got to get you on my schedule and figure out a time, because you're going to be in here the whole month.
Absolutely.
You're going to be dropping by, which I absolutely love. And by the way, Brianna knows how much I love Easter peeps. Thank you. You know, I haven't talked about them that much this year. You know,
it's disappointing.
And last year, Brianna brought me Easter peeps in Dr. Pepper flavored. Thank you for that.
Did you eat them?
No.
Are they still in your office?
They're still sitting in my office in my credenza. But these are gluten-free and fat-free. So, yeah, I might...
And those are the bunny kind.
These are the bunny, the pink bunny kind, yeah.
The bunny-shaped ones are superior to the chicken-shaped ones.
Brianna, there's no way you can make those taste good.
I don't actually enjoy them. I just like the way that they look. So,
Brianna Koval in talking Wilkin County Recycling. And again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the times again.
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, Saturdays from 8 until noon.
All right, we will be talking very, very soon.
Okay. Absolutely.
Brianna Koval, thank you for stopping in. It's 9:48 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.